Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Thanks again to Mackenzie Gore. Just joined us from Padres Spring Training in Peoria. We got more baseball interviews coming up in our final hour, Woods. 8 o'clock. It's been a while since we've caught up with him. Mark Loretta, a former Padre, spent a year with the Chicago Cubs on the coaching staff, and now just kind of in between jobs. But good chance to catch up with him and talk a little baseball coming up at 8 o'clock. And then Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to join us from Peoria, Arizona, getting settled into the broadcast booth with Jesse Agler. He'll be with us at 8:35 this morning.
I don't know what it is in people that they feel sometimes, Benny, they need to be an edgelord, you know, and tweet salacious things. Look, everybody wants clicks and things like that. Jay Mariotti is no exception. He loves attention. Jay Mariotti has had a checkered past, to say the least. He is still kind of out there writing and doing his thing. That being said, he tweeted something the other day. Why are we all protecting Tiger Woods after the crash that left him nearly dead? The police came to the scene. They were able to extract Tiger Woods with a crowbar, pulling him out, his SUV. I think everyone agrees he was probably speeding down that hill, hit the median, rolled over 3 or 4 times.
In fact, the cops are getting a warrant to look at the black box in the car.
Which by the way, I didn't know they had one. Did you?
I don't know that all cars do, but maybe like luxury Genesis cars have a black box that'll tell you
the speed,
like what the speed was at the time of the accident. I mean, which one of us does not go over the speed limit every single day of the year when we get behind the wheel?
Exactly. And but the problem is, you know, because Tiger Woods was arrested 4 years ago after his back surgery, then Jay Mariotti is essentially like, hey, are we sure he wasn't impaired? Well, the police that came, they said, no, he was not drunk. 7:15 in the morning, was speeding. We pulled him out. There was no need to draw his blood or anything like that. And he was basically giving the old, hey, let's tap the brakes, because let's just remember the last time he got arrested, he had Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC in his system.
By the way, we've seen that video. We know what impaired Tiger looks like, and cops obviously know the difference looking at someone, you know, impaired, not impaired. Even someone in an accident, they have experience doing this. I trust them that they're doing their jobs.
Yeah,
it's not like Tiger was protected in the past.
That's what he's basically saying. Yeah, and like, he's basically saying, yeah, I think the cops are covering this up. We want to protect Tiger. No, I think people's genuine feelings were, I'm really glad he's not dead, because he seems to have embraced fatherhood, has a new zest for life, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, did have another back surgery. But again, there's this need, I feel like, to be an edgelord too much.
It's also, there's something to be said about, you know, if you've made a mistake in your past, does that mean that you get no sympathy in the future again?
Jay Mariotti is not really one to talk. I mean, Jay Mariotti was arrested, you know, for beating up a girl and his girlfriend at the time. And so it's like, okay, Jay, so every time you go on a date, I'm to assume that you beat her up, right? I mean,
why are we trying to protect Jay Mariotti?
Yeah. Why are we trying to protect Jay Mariotti? I just thought it was a bit National Enquirer for me. Like, if it comes out that he did it, I mean, he's going to face the consequences. You know, if he had painkillers in his system from his back surgery, then, yeah, he's going to face the consequences. But, you know, if the police said, no, there was no alcohol or anything like that involved, he was speeding. You know, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't speed.
I mean, and you should not drive impaired.
Right.
You can take Advil and drive. That's fine.
Yes.
You know, it also depends on what painkillers, if he was taking any. There's a lot that goes into that decision. The cops are the right ones to make that decision, not Jay Mariotti.
Correct.
Don't do this. Story number two involves Creighton men's basketball coach Greg McDermott. Got a pretty good program at Creighton, but he is apologizing for comments he made to his players following a loss to Xavier last week. Quote, Greg McDermott, on February 27th, after an emotionally tough loss on the road, I addressed our student-athletes and staff in the post-game locker room and used a terribly inappropriate analogy in making a point about staying together as a team despite the loss.
Go ahead.
Do you know any terribly inappropriate analogies, Woods?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, he went on. He said, specifically, I said, guys, we got to stick together. We need both feet in. I need everybody to stay on the plantation. I can't have anybody leave the plantation. He goes, I immediately recognized my egregious mistake and quickly addressed my use of such insensitive words with my team. I've never used that analogy.
Why would you start then?
Not indicative of who I am as a person or a coach. I am deeply sorry. Apologize, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not a common...
Yeah, it's not exactly something that should be...
Like, oh, man, I can't believe we used to say this when we were kids and stuff, and I can't believe he used it. I've never heard that. And I think his players must be like, stay on the what? Get together on stay where? Wild. Wild. I mean, he's not going to get in any trouble, I don't think. You know, I mean,
I mean, give him credit for recognizing it immediately.
Apologize.
Like,
Why would I say that? Yeah.
So at least in that sense, he knows better. He just didn't know better in that moment.
Probably the first cockfighting story that's ever been done on Don't Do This.
There seems to be a lot of opportunity here for Paul Reindel to take you out of context as opposed to me out of context.
That would never happen.
Why is that my shtick? I don't do any of that.
Paul doesn't
I never
do that.
Take Ben out
Whatever.
Of context.
Go ahead, Woods. Let's hear about these birds battling each other.
A rooster with a 3-inch blade strapped to its leg slashed its owner in the artery and killed him in a cockfight in India.
That's a win.
Technically, yes, you won. 45-year-old Thangula Satish was attempting to handle the rooster when something spooked the animal, causing it to stab his owner in the groin area. Now, it's typical, I guess, for birds. Their talons aren't sharp enough. Let's tape razor blades to them as well, which is just awful. The whole cockfighting...
so incredibly...
Inhumane and awful, and it's just terrible. But he bled out.
And died.
And died. Because of his own rooster stabbing him in his little rooster. And it's not the first time that a rooster slashed a man to death. Just last year, a police officer in the Philippines was killed during a raid by one of these razor-bladed roosters.
That's not... arm our animals, apparently.
Let's not cockfight.
Imagine if, like, the grizzly bears were given guns.
Razor blades. Machetes. Yeah, this bear came out of nowhere. He had this giant machete. One guy had nunchucks and brass knuckles. It's really awful, the cockfighting scene. Really bad. And it can kill you.
You can say that he got a dose of medicine. which I never understood. I saw Dolly Parton got the vaccine. You know, she donated a bunch of money for vaccine research, and she got the vaccine yesterday, and someone said, Dolly's getting a dose of her own medicine. Why is that a bad thing? When did that become an expression, he really got a dose of his own medicine there? Medicine's good. It helps you. It cures you. That should be a positive thing. I don't understand that expression.
Yeah, I agree. We should delve into that more.
Or
where
not.
Does that come from?
I don't
give
I
you
don't
a
know.
Dose of your own medicine. We've done have your cake and eat it too. We've done that bit before.
Right.
But
now, dose of his own medicine.
Yeah, he did. He got a dose of his own medicine and he bled out. More proof that you shouldn't be cockfighting.
That's Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
What do you say, Woods? We open the phones to Padres fans out there. 833-288-0973. We just talked to Mackenzie Gore. We got a couple of guests, Mark Loretta, Tony Gwynn Jr. coming up in our last hour. Had Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a grand slam yesterday. We got stuff to talk about. We're getting closer to the season, less than a month away from opening
day.
We got a lineup to talk about, so we'll get to all of that coming up. And again, your phone calls, 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.